Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Do we need to do business in January, and will we do so?
That will be is perhaps the caveat on all of this, isn't it? Yeah, John, I'll let you go first on that. What do you think?
God, yeah, we do. I mean, for me, though, I mean, I think most people are clamouring for us to buy a Bellingham or someone who's, an attacking midfield player. For me, the big chasm in our midfield is holding midfield. Mm, yeah. I mean, we've got one specialist holding midfield player who looks like he's on his knees. You know, he's been playing consistently. In fact, for a time, he had to play centre-back. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've never had cover for him. We desperately need cover now, and we need, really, someone who is a starter in that position.
That's a really, really interesting point, and it's something that's actually dawned on me over the last few days. Like, anyone that knows me will know I'm a huge Fabinho fan. I have been since the day he walked through the door, pretty much. And I felt in the summer that we needed someone who could act as an understudy and could sort of swap and change, give him rest here and there. And I felt like that was all we needed. But now, given his form, we probably need a replacement, don't we, Ian? Yeah. If we just concentrate on Fabinho for a minute, we actually probably need a replacement for him. And that's sad to say.
I did a debate show about 12 months ago, and my question was, is Fabinho Liverpool's most important player? And if you see how we're playing this season and how his form is, it probably is, because we've sort of fell apart with Fabinho's form.
Yeah, I think, sorry, just to say, I think the reason he's the most important player isn't necessarily always down to his ability, it's down to our lack of cover in that area.
Yeah, you're playing Henderson to replace him, you know, which is not good for anyone, really, including Henderson himself, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And who else have you got? You know, you go to the kids then, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
And they're not ready.
No. So do you think then, come back to you, Ian, do you think it's midfield? Like, we've always spoke about so far when we've asked this question, the midfield. Do you think it solely is? Like, listen, we've got injuries in the forward areas with Diaz and Jota. We hope they'll be back by January sort of time, so might not be much of an issue. But is it midfield, Ian? Is that it?
We need a midfielder, I think, around about 25, 26. Someone, like I said at the start of the season, our issue with midfielders, other than the injuries that they have, is the fact that we've got extremities in age that are either very, very young, or the, like, 31 upwards. We need someone in the middle who's just street, old enough to be streetwise, but young enough to have the legs, if you know what I mean. And yeah. I think that's what we need.
Funnily enough, the youngest of our old midfield players is Fabinho. He's only 28, isn't he? Yeah.
Just turned 29 this week.
So it just shows that, you know, we shouldn't be putting him out to grass, but it just shows the toll we've taken on the guy, you know. But yeah, I think we do need younger and we need fresher, you know, players and people with legs, you know, people who run, you know, pace. We lack pace in the middle of the park.
It's interesting you mentioned the age, Ian, because it's almost as if they tried to rectify that with the signing of Artemelo, because age-wise, profile-wise, he was the perfect fit. The one thing he didn't have was any fitness, and he was injury-prone. That was sort of, it was a miss, you have to say, on their behalf right now, because we've seen him kick a ball for 20 minutes in a thumping at Napoli, but they were clearly knew something had to happen, and they tried to rectify it, which, like I say, hasn't worked. The problem in January is, and it always will be, is getting the right players in January, in mid-season. It's so hard to do. Like, we've already mentioned the word Bellingham. Doesn't happen in January. Not a world. So what do Liverpool do then in that case, if we can't get the right one?
For me, I'd be looking at Tillemans or someone like that just to get them in now. I think we need a body in there and someone who's got the ability. Although they're not a Bellingham and they're not the next big thing. Mm. We just need someone who can come and do a job, and preferably someone who's done it in the Premiership, because we need someone, I think, who's Premiership ready. Just moving away from the science type of thing, I'm surprised we've never tried Matip at DM. I'm surprised we've never seen that when he was fit.
Okay, I get the ball carrying ability and his passing ability is there for all to see, but I suppose the problem with that is we're so short on centre backs half the time as well that we can't really afford to move him on the field any further.
He's never fit, is he?
As well.
Sure. But yeah. I mean, and that's another factor for a midfield player. I think we need a midfield player who has a track record of being fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the players, you're bringing in players who have a track record of being injured.
Mm.
You know, and what we really need is someone like a Wijnaldum who you know is going to be on the pitch week in, week out.
At one time, that was what we signed them for. That was the first thing we checked, was their availability.
Mm.
It seems to be something that we don't seem to be keeping an eye on anymore.
Well, again, that might be finance. You know, you get them cheaper if they're, you know, not quite as...
The Melo deal was a bit of a panic deal, wasn't it? It was what we've seen with...
Well, it was only a loan.
It's just
a stopgap. Yeah.
100%. And it was what we've seen with the Ozan Kabak and the Ben Davis
deal. I was going to say, it was a Kabak and Davis thing.
Same sort of thing. We were forced into it. We had injury problems that we didn't really foresee, although perhaps many would argue that we should have foreseen them coming with some of the midfielders that we've got. I think the wider point on this, John, is that Liverpool are on the verge of potentially having a huge summer next summer. And by that, I mean, you're looking at five or six players leaving the club, whether it be as free agents or moving on for whatever reason. You've got obviously Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, Roberto Firmino, James Milner, all out of contract next summer, as things stand. So that's four first-team players, you'd have to say, in and around the squad. Now, if they all go, we already need one midfielder. We're already saying that. You've got to replace them four plus one or two others. So you're talking at a turnover of 10 players in one summer. That's quite a lot in terms of the first team. If you don't act in January, you could get a head start on that in January, couldn't you, is what I'm saying. If you don't do that, you're asking a lot of the summer, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have picked up good players in January in the past. And one of the beauties of buying them in January is they're ready for the next season. You bed them in with the club and you know. I mean, I think it would be expecting a lot for us to find a player, like you said, who's ready in Premiership.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, ready as well. Tielemans would be already. Mm-hmm. But even then, coming to a new club, it's always a bit difficult. Mm. And I think anyone who comes is going to have a lot of expectations on their shoulders from fans.
Mm.
They're going to expect them to make a big difference.
I suppose a lot of that is what do we want them for, isn't it, Ian? Because if, like you say, if you want a Tielemans or a Ruben Neves or that kind of player, someone who's in the Premier League already proven, are you looking to sign them for the long term? I'm like, we need to improve this squad over the next 2 years, or do we want that instant impact? Because John's right, just to say, so John's right, we got Luis Diaz and he was ready to rock and roll. We've seen that. And that was a little bit of a masterstroke. We were forced into it by Tottenham's interest. But what are we looking to sign this player for in January?
I don't think Klopp does short term, does he? I don't think he. I mean, I definitely don't think Bowden Davis was down to Klopp. I think if we want an impact now, straight away, I think we go for Tielemans. Mm-hmm. I'd be tempted to give Brighton a knock, give them a ring, send Casido over, someone like that. I think we need to. We need to act pretty quickly now. I think we should be making the phone calls now, actually.
I'm pretty sure they will be, to be honest. Yeah. But again, it's who you can get in, who'll come at that time of year, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be tricky. But then we've got people who are capable of doing it. That's, you know, they've always surprised me how well they've done.
Unfortunately for me, I can just see another Kabak Davis January. I can't see us doing something, but I can see them being like short-term loans type thing, because I think they'll be wanting to keep the money for next summer. That's just my opinion. That's what I think.
Yeah. But the problem is, as Dan says, we're going to buy them with a view to, you know, longer term.
The big issue with that is, though, is if you don't get the right player in and then you don't get top four, then all that money that you've got in summer doesn't matter anyway, because you're not going to get the players you want.
And that's the huge risk, isn't it? Because top four, like we've already said in the earlier topic, is so important financially. And FSG know that more than anybody else. Their whole business model is run on Liverpool being some level of successful. That might not be winning the league all the time, but it's Champions League football without a shadow of a doubt. The problem of waiting until the summer is, like I touched upon, is the fact that you are looking at huge turnover players. Like, it's an unprecedented turnover players, in my opinion, in terms of first team play. Like, you see loads of kids go out on loan and kids leave all the time. That sort of stuff happens. But if you're asking five, maybe six players to leave, and then you're looking to bring maybe seven or eight in, that's crazy, John. I mean, you know, we've lauded Liverpool for their business in recent years, especially under Michael Edwards, and Julian Ward's obviously the new man in the building now. Is there a world whereby Liverpool do 12 ins and outs in one summer?
They've got no track record of buying lots of players, have they? I think three is the most they've ever bought at once, and I don't see that changing.
It just creates another transition season as well, and it's the last thing Liverpool need.
Yeah, Quadbod makes a good point in the Discord. He says, a lot of the top signings over the past few years have been in January, Suarez, Virgil, Luis Diaz, and that's absolutely spot on. And the Suarez one is sort of the outlier in that, because the Virgil deal was pretty much sewn up, wasn't it? We knew about that the summer before, we just waited. And Diaz, like I said earlier, our hand was forced really with the Tottenham stuff, so... Listen, Bellingham is sort of the conversation here. That, like I've already said, that doesn't happen in January. And Josh Hall says, as much as he'd love to get Jude, the amount being asked for him, we could get two or three players, and Jude isn't going to solve our current issue. Ian, what do you think?
I don't want to upset people. I don't want to invite Connor. I don't think we'll get Jude Bellingham now. I thought it was down to this summer or not for Liverpool. I think if it didn't happen this summer, then Jude Bellingham becomes far too expensive for us, wages-wise. And
the longer you wait, the more expensive he gets. It's like you're putting 10 grand on his fee every month.
Yeah. he's absolutely insanely talented footballer. I mean, he'd be a perfect fit in so many ways. But unfortunately, I think you're right. And I think the wider point in the Champions League comes into that. If we miss out on the Champions League, you just don't get him.
But also, you know, again, we come back to wages. He's not going to come to Liverpool for £200,000 a week when he can get £350,000 at Real Madrid. You know, yeah. I mean, for all they want to play in good football teams rather than any old football team. I'm not saying Real Madrid or any old football team, but, you know, wages come into it, you know.
He probably said Job.
Yeah, probably get his brother. Yeah, and watch him develop. Yeah, no, it's a really tricky one. And I think we're all in agreement that we do need to act in January, not only to sort of resurrect this season or what's remaining of it, but also longer term, because like I've already said, I don't envisage a summer whereby FSG and Liverpool are so unprepared, Ian, that we do have to sort of in and out 12 players. That just seems insane to me. I think it's too much work. I think it's asking for another transition season, like you rightly say. It's asking for trouble. It's inviting more problems, that.
If you have that turnover of players, we're going to have a worse season than what we're having now, because there's far too many players to bed in. There's far too many players to figure out how we play. There's far too many players for Klopp to learn, to find out what makes them tick. There's so many things.
I do think the Carvalhos and the Joneses and the Harvey Elliotts are being bedded in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be coming into the side next year and taking over, I think.
Yeah.
And that will lessen the number of players you need immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Liverpool have never gone and bought far more players than they want. They've only ever bought enough to keep them going, really.
Yeah.
And hopefully, well, I mean, yeah, they've got a track record of knowing what they're doing.
Mm.
I mean, it can be a bit of a hairy experience when we know that they're short of players in certain areas, and you're just praying people don't get injured. And you can come a cropper, but they, generally speaking, know what they're doing.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement that we do need to do some business in January. That's absolutely unequivocal. Will Liverpool do business in January?
I think they will, but I don't think it'll be as great as we all want it to be. I think it'll be like maybe a loan and an inexpensive buy.
John?
I think they will buy someone, because I think they'll realise if we can get into the knockout stage of the Champions League, that we've still got everything to play for this season. You know, we've still got the FA Cup, we've still got the Champions League, and you may, if you want to have a really good run at the Champions League again, you've got to have a bit more legs in midfield.
And of course, the Champions League brings another route back into the Champions League for the year after, which could well be pivotal. Like, there's no getting away from that now. We've already spoke about the Premier League and our lack of form in that, if you like. So that top four is absolutely not nailed on. So signing someone of a level in January to add to the midfield could be crucial in terms of that as well, couldn't it? So, yeah, I think we're hopeful. Ian's slightly less hopeful of an exciting January.
I hope I'm massively wrong and John's right, by the way.
I fall on John's side, just off my say as well. I think Liverpool will need and will do some quite serious business in the January window. I just think that midfield department, there was clearly money there to spend on it in the summer with the Tchouaméni and the Komad Lima stuff going on, and that hasn't really gone away in terms of Lima especially. So I think we will do something relatively serious. I don't think it'll be outrageous. It's not going to be Bellingham. Let's draw a line under that. But I think we will.
It's not going to be Mbappe.
It's not going to be Mbappe. No, you can draw two lines under that one if you want. That is absolutely not on the cards. But yeah, here's hoping that Liverpool do some quite serious business in January.
So anyway. Bellingham and Mbappe in January transfer. Fair window.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter would have that being a possibility, to be honest, John, so you never know.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com. And sign up.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.